Iran terror chief threatens to attack U.S., foolish and ignorant Trump. By Francis Martel on June 24, 2025. The head of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization, threatened foolish and ignorant President Donald Trump with an attack on the U.S. on Tuesday. A message at odds with Trump's announcement Iran and Israel had agreed to a ceasefire. IRGC Commander Major General Mohammad Pakpour reportedly accused Trump of sacrificing the interests and security of the American people for the survival of the Israeli regime by attacking Iran's illicit nuclear facilities this weekend and claimed that Tehran was ready for any subsequent American military action against it. Another American strike, he proclaimed, will be met with even more crushing and regret-inducing responses, which will serve as a lesson for history. Pakpour is a relatively new face in the higher ranks of the Iranian military, replacing longtime IRGC commander Hossein Salami this month. Salami and several other high-ranking Iranian military leaders were killed in the first round of attacks by Israel on July 13 in Operation Rising Lion, which the Israeli government declared necessary to protect the country from an Iranian nuclear attack. Iran's radical Islamist regime has for decades threatened to destroy the Israeli state and attack America, proclaiming the latter the Great Satan and holding routine rallies burning the nation's flags. As the world's premier state sponsor of terrorism, Iran has funneled billions of dollars into jihadist groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iraqi Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, and the Yemeni Houthi movement, among others. The current conflict between Iran and Israel followed months of negotiations between Tehran and Washington intended to lead to the signing of an agreement on nuclear development to replace the failed 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, which Trump withdrew the United States from in 2018 in response to Iran repeatedly violating it. The five rounds of talks on an agreement between America and Iran failed to result in an agreement, as Iranian officials refused to accept any limits on its illicit uranium enrichment, which American officials insisted on those limits, noting that there is no known civilian use for such a large stockpile of enriched uranium. On July 12, hours before Israel launched its campaign against Iranian military targets, the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Body, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, passed a resolution declaring Iran in breach of international law on nuclear energy and accused it of engaging in illicit development. Trump took action on Saturday to destroy Iran's most active nuclear enrichment facilities, Natanz, Isfahan, and Fordo, declaring the sites inoperable in an address that day. "Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success," the president told the American people. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace, Trump continued. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. Iran responded on Monday with failed strikes on American bases in Qatar and Iraq, as well as Pakpour's threat of further action. Pakpour celebrated the failed attacks on Qatar and Iraq as a powerful and devastating strike against the outpost that also functions as the forward headquarters of the U.S. Air Force Central Command, AFCENT, contrary to the actual results of the strikes. He added that further attacks would continue if Tehran deemed it necessary, which there were signs before the Iran strike. The threat followed statements from President Trump indicating that he expected the failed strikes in Qatar and Iraq to be the end of Iranian hate towards America and renewed peace. "Iran has officially responded to our obliteration of their nuclear facilities with a very weak response, which we expected, and have very effectively countered," Trump said in a message on his website Truth Social on Monday. "I am pleased to report that no Americans were harmed, and hardly any damage was done. Most importantly, they've gotten it all out of their system, and there will, hopefully, be no further hate." Late on Monday, Trump announced a complete and total ceasefire to begin in the early morning hours of Tuesday. "During each ceasefire, the other side will remain peaceful and respectful," Trump wrote. "On the assumption that everything works as it should, which it will, I would like to congratulate both countries, Israel and Iran, on having the stamina, courage, and intelligence to end what should be called the 12-day war." Iran violated the ceasefire almost immediately, bombing a residential area in Beersheba, Israel, on Tuesday, killing at least six when a missile hit an apartment building. At least two other missiles were intercepted, according to reports citing Israeli officials. In remarks to journalists on Tuesday morning, Trump confirmed that Iran had violated the ceasefire, but accused Israel of also doing so, adding, "They both don't know what the fuck they are doing. Watch, Trump, they don't know what the fuck they're doing." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.